Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Al Fitzmaurice. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Rojas covering, for the out. Carbo moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carbo moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Killebrew. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk bunts in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-0 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 0. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. McRae picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on McRae. Cooper moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-1 in the game. Burleson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Paul Splitterv now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-2 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lynn strikes out. The ball gets by Martinez. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Carbo. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Doyle. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-2 in the game. Rice is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Carbo scores. Doyle scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Martinez to Brett. The throw back to home, and Cooper is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. White bunts in front of the plate. Fisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Griffin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Petrocelli moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dwight Evans now playing right field. Doug Griffin now playing second base. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. McRae moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes McRae trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Otis moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. One out. Bob Stinson pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Stinson scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vada Pinson pinch hits for Frank White. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Rice reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. he's got 4 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Petrocelli reaches third base with a triple. Rice scores. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans strikes out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Otis steals second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.